News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Breakfast. France's far right has made big gains in the first round of the parliamentary elections. Cole Stangler is an independent journalist based in Marseille in France. Cole, good morning to you. Was it as big a gain for Marine Le Pen's party as expected?
Good morning. Yes, well, you know, I mean, it's important to stress, you know, just a handful of deputies were actually elected last night. It's a two-round election, but if you look at the score that they were able to achieve, the far right, you know, it's more or less in line with what the polls said. That doesn't make it any less shocking, I think, for a lot of French people. The far right has a real chance, depending on what happens next Sunday, governing the country for the first time since really the Vichy regime, World War II, going back to 1945. That's a very real possibility. So the polls more or less suggested the result that we saw. We had really, really high turnout, highest since 1997, but that doesn't really make it any less surprising, I think, for a lot of people who've observed French politics and for millions of people across France.
What is the likelihood of the other wing of French politics, i.e. the centre and the left, uniting to stop the march of Le Pen?
Yeah, well, that's the question that everyone is asking right now, you know, as we're speaking. The negotiations started last night as soon as we saw those results come in. They're going on this morning. They'll continue until tomorrow at 6 p.m. French time, which is when candidates have to finalize whether or not they're going to be still in the race for that second round. So one of the particularities of the French system, because you have such high participation, if you don't, because of the such high participation, candidates that have at least 12.5% support from registered voters qualify for the second round. What does that mean? It means that you actually have not just two candidates qualified, but in many cases, three candidates. So now the question is, do those left-wing candidates withdraw to support the center candidates? And then inversely, do the center candidates, Macronist bloc, do they withdraw and support the left? Right now, we seem to be heading towards that type of scenario. However, there's still a lot of unanswered questions. The left has been quite unambiguous about withdrawing from races in which its candidates place in third. I know we're getting a little bit in the weeds here, but this is ultimately what's going to determine the outcome of this election. The left has been very unambiguous. The Macronist side has been a little more vague on this. We've seen some prominent Macronists suggest, yes, in all cases, Macron's candidate should step down when in third and let the left win. You have other Macronist prominent ones saying, well, maybe this should be on a case-by-case basis. It depends on the candidate. Okay. It depends on the party. And very squarely, you know, one of the parties here that they have in mind is La France Insoumise, which is a left populist party led by Jean-Luc Mélenchon. So a lot of unanswered questions. These negotiations, right, like I said, are going to be going on throughout the day.
And they will be decided next Sunday in that runoff election. Cole Stangler, thank you very much indeed.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.